Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Mercy Rule Podcast.
The Mercy Rule. Tommy, lay on the drums there.
Yes, sir. It is Friday. It's 12:58 p.m., and it's a good time for sports. It's a great time for sports. It's probably one of the best times for sports. If football was going on right now, if the AAF wouldn't have crumbled like everybody thought.
We'd be in the AAF Bowl.
Yeah, man. I needed like at least three more weeks of that. But besides the point,
I needed 3 years of that.
Some good things have been going on. We have Seth versus Steph. We have some playoff talk for NHL, NBA. We're going to talk about, you know, touch on the MLB. We haven't really been doing that at all because honestly, right now, who gives a shit? But we're going to do a little recap. Give us a top five of who it is right now and why. And then our top two NL AL teams who we think will play off for the conference championships later this fall. Carlisle, how are we doing this morning, son?
You know, we're doing great. We're doing great. We need a little bit more juice, you know.
Yes.
But other than that, we're doing just fine. Just fine. Look, really excited to get here and talk sports with you.
What are you excited to talk about here, son?
Well, I got to tell you, man, the ice. I'm excited about the ice right now.
It's been okay. So, in all seriousness,
we're getting to the cup.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup playoffs has been fucking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The Lightning losing in the first round. You've got the Penguins losing in the first round. The Capitals losing in the first round.
Preds losing in the first round.
Penguins getting swept, mind you, same as the Lightning. But yeah, it's been eventful. It's been good. St. Louis is going on a tear that nobody expected them to, but right now they're finding themselves in a rock and a hard place. Now we can all agree
game three was a hand pass. It was a hand pass.
No, game four.
Yeah, game four.
And yeah, bullshit. That was a hand pass. Goal shouldn't counted. It did. You know, puck doesn't lie. I've got faith that the right thing will happen. I do have faith in that. I think the Blues come and take this next game and tie the series up. But I'm Bennington scared me this series. Mm-hmm. He hasn't looked that great. You've had guys like Marone stepping up. He's been great. Petrangelo, Tarasenko. There's been good people, but it's just not – it scares me that you've got Joe Thornton popping off almost a hat trick. You've got
Logan
Couture is a maniac.
He's been one of the best players the whole Stanley Cup.
He's racking his way up the board for points in the playoffs. He's got 14 goals now in this playoff series, and that's incredible.
He's got
to
be one of the best to be in.
Oh, he's the best player in the playoffs right now, easy.
Yeah.
And then you know you've got a lot of other things going on right now, like the Bruins sweeping. That's good. That's a good thing.
That was good.
Now they get some rest.
Yep.
They get some rest. You know, a chance to chill out. It'll be. Honestly, I don't think that Carolina deserved how far they got. But it is the Islanders.
And it's the playoffs, it's different. They were playing really good up until the series.
The Islanders got swept by a team who got swept. So did the Penguins. That's a pretty weird chain of events there. That whole bottom bracket.
You know what else got swept? The floor dust.
That was a good one.
As a mom joke.
Now, I think Boston wins this thing. I think they win it all, regardless of who they play, Blues and or Sharks. I think that they shit pump them.
What game? How far you got going?
Six, at most.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what my brain's telling me.
I feel that the Bruins
will win.
Which
could be a very bad thing.
What? I feel the Bruins will win just because, I mean, they have a lot of rest and they just came off a sweep. I mean, they have one more series to go.
Well, and Bruce Cassidy's feeling confident. I really like him. He's a great head coach. I think he's got the guys in line. They're all doing the right thing. They're all, you know, focused on the game, getting pucks on net.
That's my favorite thing
is whenever they interview a coach, all they say is pucks on net. We just got to get more pucks on net, more shots, create more opportunities, you know, for our guys. We got to play harder. We got to play faster. You know, just more pucks on net's what it comes down to.
Pucks on net.
Thank you. And then they just walk off.
Knocks on pet.
And then that's it. That's it. That's all she wrote now.
Murder, she wrote.
Now, who do you have winning out of the series? I'm gonna take the Blue Sharks.
I'm gonna take the Sharks. Yeah, I'm gonna take the Sharks.
Sharks. Fuck.
I take the Sharks. And I believe the Blues won't win another game.
What?
Sharks will just
cry. You think they get one game out of this series?
They get one game.
You think that last game is just too much for them?
Yeah. And the first game of the series they played was...
I'm going Blues. Fuck it. It was my gut's telling
at
me
the Blues and they played horrible.
I'm going Blues. I'm doing it. I'm sticking it. I'm sticking with it. Blues it is. I think the Blues beat the Sharks in 7. It's going to be a hard-fought battle. I think they can dig deep. And then I think they lose in 6 to the Bruins.
I got Sharks and Bruins, and I got Bruins in 6.
Okay. Okay. Respect. I can respect that.
I like the Bruins in this.
I can respect that. So, yeah, that's good. Now we won't have to worry about, you know, I guess, Brad Marchand looking at anybody for at least, like, another week.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool, even though it's kind of fun to wait and see what happens. On to the NBA Finals. We have the Milwaukee Bucks facing off the Toronto Raptors in the East. Yes, that is, what is that, game 2 tonight?
It is.
And
Milwaukee took the first one, but Kyle Lowry and...
Yes.
I mean, he was killing it, dude.
Well, they fucked up Kyle Lowry's 130-point game.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, that didn't happen very often.
Yeah.
But it was a good game. I'm excited to see what happens in this series. I think Kawhi can take charge. They got to get Siakam and fucking whoever else is on that team. Mark Gasol's got to play better. But I do think they can stop Giannis. Not really. I don't know who can stop Giannis other than the Warriors.
Or Giannis.
Is Portland going to get swept?
No, I believe they win one game.
One game?
One game. Last night.
Like the first one in Portland?
Yeah. I just see it. I mean.
Last night was a close call.
They played good. I mean, Damian Lillard played good. Seth Curry played good. Aminu played good.
Kevin Durant's already been ruled out for game 3 and 4, so that...
Yeah, which, I mean, like I said last podcast, I don't think that matters. I really do think that they're better without too many alphas. Right now, they're perfect. Klay's getting touches.
Yeah, I think any team is better with too many better without too many alphas. But at the same time, I think it's a lot of selfless guys, like you're saying.
It is, but the reason they're winning... The same team that you see now that's passing it and just being crazy... Is the same team that won in like 2015.
Well, and they were scoring in the paint a lot. Like last night, Draymond was hitting the paint.
Yeah,
he was hitting the paint like I used to beat Whitney
Mooney.
Hard
was hitting the paint.
Mooney,
Draymond's been playing good. He really has. Defense. Andre Iguodala is. I think he's the best defensive player on the team.
He's a monster.
He shut down James Harden.
He came out of the locker room and was like, "These motherfuckers staring at his hands." It's pretty crazy. He's a psycho, I think. But he reminds me of Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm.
I just want him to dye his hair. He needs to dye his hair like the Kanye rainbow hair. I want that.
Get his septum pierced.
I want to have fuck yeah, or like gauges.
Yeah, or get like a lute right here on one nostril.
A septum piercing.
Just something.
A tongue, or get his tongue slit like a dragon.
Like a salamander. Ashley Simpson. Get the Ashley Simpson snip.
Yeah, dude. Wait, does she have a... I'm just going along.
Yeah, dude, she got snipped right there. They look like a snake tongue.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so she can smell your dick.
I wonder what that... Is that what
that's... With their tongue.
What?
Yeah, because, you know, snakes, they smell with their tongue.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Okay. I understand now. So back to basketball. Steph had the same amount of three-pointers as his brother Seth last night. Now, Seth only took 7. He was 4 for 7.
Little bro good.
Steph, on the other hand, you know, he had 14 shots.
But he's...
And he only made 4 of them. But he also, I think he had like 37. Yeah, 37 points.
He's a wizard, man. He can split the defense and do some crazy layup and you're just like, what?
He's elusive.
Whenever I watch him on TV, I don't know why people don't 99. Give him a credit. Like,
Steph? I feel like he gets more than enough.
Speaking,
credit.
I actually have a prediction. I think Steph will be on the cover of 2K20.
Does he not have a cover yet?
Oh, nope.
He doesn't have a
James
cover.
Harden, I thought he might be on it, but he was on NBA Live in 2016.
Yeah, but
that doesn't
matter?
Mean he couldn't get on NBA. Yeah. But it just makes sense. I could see it.
Patrick Mahomes on Madden is awesome.
That is
we
awesome.
Called that, by the
we
way.
We did call that.
It's on the record. So... I have Toronto winning this the series in the East.
I'm gonna go with the Bucks.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with the Bucks. Yeah. I like Chris Middleton and the boys. I like Giannis. And now for you that like reason, Giannis. I also like Brooke Lopez.
Larry Stotts.
Brooke Lopez was hitting threes the other night. Like it was going outside.
Dude, yeah, but that was his one game.
He had like 13 points.
That's his one game.
No, he had a game earlier.
That's not gonna happen.
He had a game earlier in the season where he hit 7 threes.
He's gonna get injured tonight.
Possibly. Who knows? But he's not now.
My mom texted me and was like, "Oh, Brooke's so precious." And I was watching the Blues game while that was going on. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I mean, I'd been flipping back and forth, but I didn't see the post-game interview. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "He's just so nice. He talks so fast." And I was like, "What the fuck? Is this it's random time, too. Like, it's not early." And it was like a Wednesday. Like, the kids have school. Mommy has shit to do.
He talks nice.
She's watching Brooke Lopez. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't know, man. I like Ronto. And obviously I think
the Warriors are gonna beat the Blazers.
So this is how my gut's telling me shit's gonna go down. The Bucks are gonna win. They're gonna play the Warriors. The Warriors are going to go down in the series at some point. They might go down like 1-0, like lose first game to the Bucks. Ooh. And then I think it'll be a battle, and I think the Golden State Warriors beat the Milwaukee Bucks in six.
Get a three-peat.
I think they get a three-peat.
I do too.
And I think Kevin Durant magically comes back in the fucking championship.
58 points in game six.
Yeah, because realistically all they're going to need is two more games the way it's looking.
Yeah.
I mean, if they really need it. If they really need it. But, yeah, that's how I think that should go.
Oh, I forgot. The lottery. The Grizzlies have the second pick.
Yeah, Ja Morant. They've already contacted his people. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't happen. The Pelicans are going to probably find some way to fuck that up.
Get Cam Reddish. Or has Cassius Winston.
Or like a D2 phenom.
Ja Morant, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that it'll be interesting to see how this new draft thing works out. Obviously, that was surprising as shit because everybody already had in their head, like, Knicks fans, that's fucking hilarious. How you have the people, you've been posting edits of Zion in a Knicks jersey for 8 months.
Did you see now. The guy that got the Zion tattoo on his leg?
I thought it was a chick.
I don't know. Probably both.
I did see the Zion tattoo with the Knicks logo. It's hilarious. It's funny.
The one I saw was a picture of him doing this, like in like the picture of him in the Duke uniform, but with the edit of the Knicks jersey. And I'm just like, dude, that's forever. Better hope he gets traded at one point or another.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. It's crazy because Cleveland. I mean, all those teams have terrible luck. Cleveland, Chicago, the Suns, all got fucked. And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
When the top four is the Lakers, the Grizzlies, the fucking Pelicans and
Knicks. Are third, I believe.
Knicks are third.
But still, they're robbing them of their pick they thought they had.
RJ Barrett, which is still a great pick. I mean, I'm not talking shit about RJ Barrett, but it's just the whole the comedy of it. It's funny. James Dolan's an idiot. Now, with that being said, I don't know. I'm looking forward to next year. Okay, we can touch on this. Memphis just got named the number one recruiting class.
Yep.
With Precious Akinnuwa.
Yeah, dude. The Tigers are going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their shortest guy is 6'3". Mm-hmm. The recruit, shortest recruit is 6'3". And the tallest one's like 7'2".
Dude, they could make a run, if not next year, the year after.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, they have 2 5-star starters, which is more than anybody else is going to have starting besides maybe Duke, you know? So
we'll just have to see how really.
I think it's going to come down to the discipline. He has the talent. It's going to come down to the discipline.
And to me, coaching, like, game plan. Penny coach the hard decisions when it matters.
Well, and he coached at an AAU level.
He did, and high school.
And a high school level, but, well, which is pretty much the same. But it's a lot different the whole scheme.
If shit's televised and March Madness. The whole
scheme is shit different, man.
It's different. It's loud. The
whole fucking game different.
The band's going crazy. The
band going crazy. What
is that? And the coupe going crazy.
Is that the back of an iPhone?
That's the back of an iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
You're weird as shit for having that as your home screen.
Some call me weird. Some call me a pioneer.
I've been up since 3 a.m. And I'm going to drive to Memphis after this.
It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Lots of cops.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know why you'd bring the cops up, man. Carlo?
Because they're real.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Astros have
rapist
the best record.
You didn't bring up rapist.
All right. Murderers. Watch out for rapists and murderers and pedophiles on the way there.
Thank you.
Watch out for truckers that might want to dangle your diddle.
Mm-hmm. Glory holes in the, you know, the
watch
truck
out,
stop bathroom.
Watch out for lot lizards.
Yes. But lot lizards could be fun.
Depending on how scaly the lizard.
Yes, that's true. If it's been laying out in the sun for a little too long, maybe you want to just, you know, try your luck somewhere on down the road.
Yeah.
Just keep on scooting. Just
go to the next mall or mm-hmm. something.
Yep. Wolf chase.
Press your luck at the Jackson Mall.
Mm-hmm.
It's real promising.
I tell you what, you can go find some gold outside that Outdoor Ink. I hear it's a nice store. So we're going to move on to the MLB. The MLB is boring as shit right now.
The MLB is Major League Baseball. And the Houston Astros have the best record in the MLB right now, sitting at 29-15.
Mm. Yes, followed up by the Minnesota Twins, sitting in a nice 28-15 spot. Carlana, who do you have right now as the most dynamic team in the MLB today?
Well, we're going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals, sitting at a whopping record of 23-21, mm-hmm. not doing too good. But mm-hmm. I do see a strong stretch. I end up seeing these guys be in the World Series by the end of the year.
Yeah, you know what? I highly disagree with you. I think that pick's a piece of dog shit. I think that the Dodgers would wax that fucking ass any chance given, especially in a 7-game series. Not a chance. Now, to that point, that very, very terrible fucking point, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick the Astros because my mind is telling me no. And my body is telling me yes.
And MLB.com says you might as well pick them too because they're the first in the AL.
I tell you right now, the differential on these teams is a plus 87. The RA is a 158. The RS is a 245. These statistics don't mean shit, but goddamn it, they sound delicious.
And I tell you, I'd also like to see the Los Angeles Dodgers face on the Houston Astros in the World Series because you have two different demographics. You got two different. You got Texas. Mm-hmm. You got California mm-hmm. playing for the wine shower, the beer shower.
I thought those were just both Mexico spinoffs.
I mean, I guess, but I'm from Texas.
Well, everybody, look. It seems that we have a visitor stop in. It is ex-president George W. Bush Jr.
Otherwise known as 43.
Yeah, number 43. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing good, son. How's it going?
It's going all right. You know, just talking some sports. Now, W, what's your take on this season and how it's going? Were you a Houston fan, or were you more of a Rangers guy, or what were we feeling growing up?
I'm a Texas guy, man. Texas.
Yeah?
I'm a high school Texas baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Texas and baseball. Actually, I remember when I threw the first pitch the Astros game in 2003.
What year? Okay, 2003.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's real good. So, I mean,
What'd you throw? What pitch did you throw?
I threw a knuckle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think that would have been clocked at, W?
I don't know, probably 80.
80?
Yeah.
That's average.
80.
It's good speed.
Probably in mid-80s. That's probably the best time of my life, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Down there in Texas, mid-80s. Anyway, though, yeah, that's where I met Laura. Mm-hmm. Laura Bush.
Right.
You know,
How's that pussy?
You know, she had a bush before I met her. That didn't change anything. She's good.
Yeah, so who's your favorite kid? Because Jeb's a fucking asshole.
Probably the kids I was reading to in the middle school the day that the towers went down. Those are my favorite kids. They're real understanding. I got dismissed.
What book were you reading those kids? Kamikaze for Dummies?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Mm. And of course we're referring to the Jets because we're going to talk about the third pick in the NFL draft, Kenan Williams. Austin Carlisle, how do we feel about Kenan Williams in this year's upcoming draft?
Well, he's a real threat on that defensive line. The interior there is going to really have to get some pressure on the inside. Look over here at this board we got here.
Yep.
You know, you got Kenan Williams right here against Missouri. Just gets right past that left guard, able to get Drew Lock there on the third down and force them to punt, which they score, as Alabama does quite often. Mm-hmm. So I think Kenan Williams will give the New York Jets something that they really need. And I think it's kind of offensive that New York is named the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you elaborate on that for me?
Why? Well, do you remember 2001?
Refresh my memory, please.
Why don't we just name them the New York World Trade Center Destroyers? Because that's what they are. Do you think that the, do you think there's a soccer team in the Middle East called the fucking? You think they have? It's called the the Tagestan, you know, DW2 bombers from America? No, I don't think so.
I sure do. I know what you're talking about, but they don't. So I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. I also think Patrick Peterson has a PED problem.
He does.
You know? So with that being said, okay, all seriousness here. What do you think? Is six games enough? Should you punish it? Obviously you should punish it. What's the mix here? Should we let football players do steroids?
Definitely. Definitely. Why not?
I mean, if we're going to pump fucking, you know, right, every painkiller into them that we have.
If you're an accountant, wouldn't you do anything you could do to make your job better and perform better and whatever you got to do to make money?
If you are a forklift driver at Costco and somebody tells you that they have a way that you can, you know, enhance your performance day by day, would you do it? That's the question we're asking you.
I think when I get off work and I'm tired and I go home and I want to watch a professional sport, I want to see these guys juiced beyond belief. I deserve that.
I want it to look like the cows these days. You know what I'm saying? I want veins.
Everywhere.
I want porn veins.
I want veins to have veins.
Yeah, dude. Look, all I'm saying is if I have to pay fucking $200 for the fucking press box, I better be seeing some heads blown off, okay? I want IR list for life. You retire on the IR list.
My leg, oh my God, my leg!
Mom! And Johnson's down on the play. It seems that his ankle's been snapped in half. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break here. Life insurance.
Johnson has lost his life insurance with Blue Shield Medical.
Yeah, man, it's a, I don't know. It is fucked up that he did that because obviously not everybody's doing that. Most people, I would say, aren't doing that. So, I mean, honestly, out of respect for the game, it's like, what? Come on, dude. You're already a great player. It begs the question, how long has he been doing it? Because he's, what, an 8-time Pro Bowler?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty – I mean, you know, it's like the whole Dillashaw thing. When he's doing the EPA, I was like, what do you – I think they did go back and check the Garbrandt fights. I think they did go. So yeah,
he was
like
pissed.
Well, he had every right to not be pissed because he fucking brought it out on himself. You did that, man. You know, you made your bed, you got to sleep in it. That's on you. You cheated and you lost. And that's even worse.
I mean, unless.
But back to Patrick Peterson. I'm just saying.
Unless they think that them taking steroids has health risks. I don't really. I mean.
Yeah. It's going to make it fun. It's going to make it way more fun.
And like I've heard comedians say, life after football, life after football sucks for you anyways. You hate it.
Yeah, but it's like, do we want to make it worse? I think there's going to be a lot more analysts. Either that or there's going to be robot football.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but would it?
What if they're strong as shit? Like, I don't know, man. Exploded.
Like they control them like they do drones. It'd be like drone football.
Yeah. You'd be like, well, you got young Kurt Cameron. Yeah, he's here.
C240.
He's the remote controller for the quarterback for the Stallions. God. I can see it, dude. Look at his thumb work, the technique of the joystick there as he hits the button across the cross-strain pattern.
Nah, man. Long live football. Long live not robots.
Long live CTE.
Long live CTE. We didn't do anything in baseball that we said we were going to do.
All right, you want to pick top teams in the AL?
I mean, my top team is the Red Sox.
My top team, the best team in the MLB right now is the St. Louis Cardinals. So.
Okay. Well, we obviously are an issue. We obviously have a problem here. No bias here. No siree.
No. You know, you guys could not tell what teams we like. Mm-mm. No way, no.
Nope. What are we looking at here? Are we looking at some absolutely stupid baseball?
You gotta like baseball.
No, I love baseball. I just like baseball. Like after the All Star break,
I like going to games and getting some Cracker Jacks.
I'll go
to
a fucking preseason game every day of the week. I'll go to any sporting event. I don't give a shit. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like keeping up with it, I do check. I'm not gonna sit here and lie.
I check scores.
I look at it.
I check scores.
I look at it. I get the updates all from every app I have. And you know, it is. You like
get my button.
I'll click your button. Whatever the fuck I want to click your button. Click your button. But no, in all seriousness, I do love baseball. I just after the All-Star break is when shit starts getting real for me.
It's just like every sport that has a ton of games. It doesn't get serious. I mean, hockey doesn't get serious till later. Basketball doesn't get serious.
But that's why
later.
We need football, dude, because
every game counts.
And it's like an adrenaline rush every game. That's weird. Well, hey, we love you guys. We hope you have a great day. We hope you get out there and score. We'll see you next week out there. Go get them.
Go score, go pylon or something.
Yeah, go beat off.